Rogers Communications Inc. has reached a tentative agreement with the union representing nearly 300 striking workers in Metro Vancouver after contract talks broke down and the company issued a lockout notice earlier this month. A statement from Rogers spokesman Cam Gordon says the company is pleased to have reached a tentative agreement, adding the goal has always been to achieve a negotiated settlement that meets the needs of our employees and our customers. Jason Little is a negotiator for United Steelworkers Local 1944 Unit 60 and says they are releasing details of the tentative deal to their members with a ratification decision expected Monday evening. He says the agreement would help with job security and the bargaining committee will recommend its ratification, although he adds he thinks the company could have done better with the wage offering, given cost of living challenges. If members endorse the deal, Little says they could be back at work by Wednesday. Rogers had issued the lockout notice shortly after the union announced plans for a series of rotating strikes among former Shaw technicians in BC's Lower Mainland. At the time, the union said it issued the 72-hour strike notice after rejecting a proposal from the company it described as a shameful attack on our members, their families and the communities Rogers serves. A statement from Rogers said it asked the union to provide clarity on the planned job action, but no further details were shared, and the company took what it described as the reluctant step to issue a lockout notice and activate contingency plans to ensure it could provide customers with uninterrupted service. The company did not confirm any details about the tentative deal or its timing. The workers are former Shaw technicians who were absorbed by Rogers when the companies merged last spring. They support homes and businesses for internet, phone and television services in Vancouver, Richmond, Surrey and Langley, BC. The two sides had been negotiating since February as union members worked under the terms of their previous collective agreement that expired on March 23. Workers voted 99.6% in favor of a strike mandate in September, after starting a conciliation process with the Federal Mediation and Conciliation Service. The union has said recent job losses associated with the merger, meant to reduce overlap following Rogers' $26 billion takeover, call into question the company's commitment to creating 3,000 new jobs in Western Canada over 5 years. This report by the Canadian Press was first published November 19, 2023. Companies in this story, TSX, RCI, B. The Canadian Press.